This is Twit.
So, Dror, you started the company Beamer some years ago?
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Tell us about how you started it, why you started it. What are you trying to achieve with the company?
So the company was founded by Sharon Carmel. He's a serial entrepreneur here in Israel. He had several companies before that. One of them was public on the London Stock Exchange and reached a valuation of a few billion dollars. And this was his third company. He wanted to solve an issue. Actually, he started with photos. How can we make the size of photo files, of JPEG files, smaller? So he called me in. I was working at the time as a consultant to several companies in the area of media and video and compression. And we started to think how we can make the files smaller. So all of those online services that have millions and millions of photos can save a lot in their storage costs, and delivery of the photos and sharing would be faster.
And, but actually, it's the point. Sorry, go right ahead.
So it's an interesting story. Actually, we started not with optimizing the JPEGs, but converting them to a different format, which was more efficient. That's how we wanted to solve the issue. Because JPEG is quite an old standard. It's from the 80s. And since then, there's been a lot of progress in image and video compression. And actually, it's not well known, but in every video codec, you have an image compressor. Because video codecs, first they compress images, and then after you have a certain image compressed, like the first image in a sequence, you compress the differences between this image and the next images in the video file. But first of all, and this repeats every few seconds, you need to have a full image compressed. And this image in video speak is called an iframe or an intraframe. And this is like...
Is the iframe the one that you start with?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so the one that you start with.
So we're talking with video. We're talking about video here, which is a sequence of still images, after all. And you take the first one, which is called an iframe, and you compress it as you normally would.
Right. Right. And every few seconds in the video stream, you have another iframe. And other than the iframes, you have P frames, which are predicted from the iframe. So it's just the differences of pixels between the frames and the iframes. But we were interested in those iframes because it turns out that the compression of those iframes in the video standards, in particular in H.264, which at that time was the most modern video standard, is very efficient, and it's more efficient than JPEG. Mm-hmm. So our idea was to take those JPEGs and convert them into H.264 iframes. And then we save on the file size, and we have smaller files representing those images. If we do that conversion on millions of photos, we can save a lot of storage. That was the original idea we started with. And almost immediately we came up with a problem. You take a JPEG, you want to compress it into an H.264 iframe. What compression parameter do you use? How do you make sure that this iframe that you're creating has exactly the same quality of the original JPEG, and you have not degraded the quality of JPEG while creating that image, that H.264 iframe image?